Yeah, that sounds nice. Yeah, yeah. And again, it was a typical decider, I suppose. In many ways, it was no quarter asked, no quarter given. But all credit to Orchard. Orchard had to come out and try and get the one. The draw would have done us, and that's a dangerous kind of, I suppose, dangerous game to try and play for a draw. And we started the game fairly nervous, but you know, once we settled into it, and once we got the goal then, just on the stroke of half time, it kind of gave us a bit of, I suppose, leeway. And second half, even though Orchard pressed hard, you know, I think we did hit them on the break a couple of times, and maybe should have got another one or two. But I'm saying that our keeper pulled off an absolutely world class save in the last 10 minutes, which would have been squeaky bum time for us, I suppose. But no, it's good to see it out. Awesome.
Tell us about Gavin's goal, which gave you the victory.
Was 1-0. We hadn't, honestly, up to that point, Orchard had defended very well. We didn't really get in the snuff, and it was just a hard bit of work out on the sideline between I think it was Ruin and Nellens, and then Connor Proft did very well. And I think it was just more he tried to pick Gavin out, but it came to Gavin's feet, and he shimmied, and he just put in his time. It was just coolness again, you know, of a top class striker that he is, and into the bottom corner, and then that was it.
Yeah, teams have obviously found it hard to break us down this year because you have conceded the least amount of goals in the Saturday division, Gerry. And I suppose when you go 1 or 2 nil up in a game, the opposing side have found things hard against you.
I thought again today, actually, in our defensive structure, and it's something that we've worked on. It's not just happened this year. We've been, I suppose, building up to a structure for a number of years, and every player knows the role very well, and every player that comes in knows the role. It's very hard to break down, and it's not that we're a defensive side, but we're just very strong defensively, and then we tend to use our wide men, you know, to break and break fast and break hard. But our defence again, and I suppose a stat, and I could be jinxing myself here, but now that we have it wrapped up, I suppose the pressure's off. But on all our home games, Oshin, we haven't even conceded a goal, so we have none of our supporters are. Our players have witnessed an opposing team score at Dunedin this year, and that, to me, is a huge, huge credit to our defensive and our goalkeeper and the whole team. It's just been a lovely day, you know.
Yeah, it's obviously a very good starting point if you're going to win a title. Away from the defence, what else has impressed you about the side, Gerry, this year?
Honestly, we're the you know, discipline. You know, we're a very combatant side. There's no question about that, and we're not afraid to get stuck in, but again, you know, discipline. I think we're very well disciplined. We have no, with the exception of Gavin, you know, who's just a top rate player. There wouldn't be anybody else who say, "Well, you know, got to watch him." But we've a fantastic bunch of lads that just go out and empty the tank every week in, week out, and you know, do the roles very well. And we tend to, you know, focus on. Maybe other teams' strengths more than our strengths. You know, we try to nullify other teams first, and then our own. And Gavin is huge. Chris is huge. Declan Proctor is a fantastic season. But you know, they're not household names, and you know, Gavin is, and rightly so. But you know, it's collectively, and Gavin will be the first to admit it himself, that collectively it starts at the back, and you know, more times than not, he's been the right place to put the ball away. And when you put that mixture together, it's just fairly potent.
How many Islanders are involved in the team, Gerry? How many home-based players is there?
Today, I had a panel of 18, and 16 were from the island, which is, you know, and again, I had a lad come from Cork. I had a lad who travelled up from Drogheda every week. I have two lads in Galway to come home. So, I mean, again, and I've had this discussion with different journalists, I think the lads on the island here, they are more team. We're still the only island team in the British Isles. There's a fierce, you know, I know every small parish has a fierce pride about, but I think our lads just go that wee bit extra. Maybe it's the fact that we're out in an island, and maybe it's the fact that, you know, such an important thing for not just the players, but the families in the whole island. And, you know, this is a fantastic boost for the island. It's something that the island is very proud of, to have a great, you know, it's a soccer traditional, you know, it's not a GAA area, it's a soccer hotbed. And again, I'm just one, I suppose, fiercely proud of the commitment they give. The lads have been changing shifts and trying to, you know, it's just a collective effort from 1 to 18, 1 to 20, and his lads on the sideline today that couldn't get on, but you know, but will get on.
Is there a name, Gerry, maybe to move back to the Sunday side of the Donegal League football, or are you quite content where you are at the moment? Because it is difficult getting men back in time to play matches, obviously with your own situation on the island, but is it something that the club maybe want to move back to again?
Personally speaking, I would love to challenge ourselves, and that's not, you know, no disrespect. I honestly think that the standard in this division that we've been in has been very good. Orchard are a top-rate side. Mulroy, fantastic side. Glencairn, a good side. Drumcane, up and coming. You know, there's good teams in this division. And I would love to just maybe test ourselves against some of the stronger teams in the Premier or other divisions. You know, we had a good cup run as well. But logistically, honestly, Oisin, we were down that road with Sunday football. It just didn't work because there's so many lads that couldn't commit to the Sunday. And I think in the foreseeable future, I know next year, you know, we're going to try and bring younger players too, so without, you know, what will obviously be competitive, but I think next year we're going to try to, and I think it's the ethos of the club is to try and bring the young players through, and we've got some nice young players coming through, and the important thing for me is, listen, it's great to have days like this, but the most important thing as far as I'm concerned is to have a community where you can be proud of a football team or proud of whatever it may be, Gaelic or whatever it is that's in the community. And unless the people that play are from the community, it doesn't have the same ring to it. So we will try and integrate some of the younger players into the team next year and maybe give some of the older lads a break. And you know, it's great to win, but to me, and I'll say this all the time, competing is the big thing for us.